Long ago, after the Supreme Personality of Godhead killed the great demon Hiranyaksha, his brother Hiranyakashipu made plans for revenge. He brutally attacked the demigods, overthrew Lord Indra, and took his throne. Seeking even greater power, he left for the forest to perform severe austerities. In his absence, the demigods gathered their strength and attacked. The demons, fearing for their lives, fled, leaving Hiranyakashipu's pregnant queen unprotected.
Here's the throne room! Break down the door!
Who are you, woman?
I am Kayadu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu.
So you are the wife of that killer. Look, she's pregnant. We must kill the child. He will be just like his father.
No, no, no! Don't kill my child, please!
Stop!
Narad Muni!
You are not going to hurt her, Sage Narada. For she is a woman. But within her womb is the seed of the great demon Hiranyakashipu.
We must stop this evil seed from bearing its evil fruit. We will hold the mother until she gives birth, then kill the child.
The child within this woman's womb is pure and sinless. His name is Prahlad, and he's a great devotee of Krishna.
Even though his father is the most envious demon?
Yes, and because of Prahlad's devotion, you would not be able to kill him, even if you would try. For he's protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Your knowledge is perfect. We will release her under your protection.
Meanwhile, Hiranyakashipu practiced austerity, perfectly controlling his senses as he stood on the tips of his toes with his hands outstretched. He remained motionless. Although ants and worms devoured his body, Hiranyakashipu's powers grew until fire burst from his head, filling the sky in all directions. The terrified demigods sent Lord Brahma to stop him.
Amazing mystic power. Such great determination.
Just to please you.
Some spiritual water from my water pot will bring your body back. It will be young and strong. Strong enough to withstand the striking of a thunderbolt.
Oh, Lord Brahma! You are the origin of life within this material world, and you are the cause of everything.
Please get up. You have done the impossible, and I am satisfied. Stop your austerities. Whatever benediction you want, I will give you.
This is just what I have been waiting for. Let me not meet death from any living being created by you.
That, Hiranyakashipu, I will grant you.
Grant me that my death cannot be brought about by any living being other than those created by you.
That too is granted.
Grant me that I can't be killed either by human or animal, either by weapon or snake, nor by demigod or demon.
Granted.
Grant me that I can't be killed during day or night, neither on the ground, nor in the air, nor sky, neither inside, nor outside.
Granted.
Grant me that I will have no equal, and that only I will be the Lord. Grant me that I will have all glory and all power.
To obtain all these powers as you desire is very difficult, but I will grant them all to you.
Not by man nor beast. Nor inside, nor outside, nor by day or night can I be killed. I am all powerful within the universe. And now, I am remembering the death of my brother Hiranyakabai Krishna. Mark my words. I will conquer the entire universe and kill Krishna. Who can kill me? I am the strongest! I am deathless! I am immortal!
Taking full advantage of his powers, Hiranyakashipu conquered the entire universe. He overthrew Indra, the king of heaven, and plundered Indra's entire treasury. He brought all the demigods under control and made them bow before him and offer prayers. Always drunk on wine and liquor, Hiranyakashipu's pride grew, and thus he entered the path of his destruction. Hiranyakashipu's son Prahlad, however, was quite different. Prahlad was a pure devotee of Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I can't understand why everyone doesn't just give their hearts to Krishna. That is real pleasure. Sometimes, when I can't see Krishna, I call out really loudly, Krishna! And then when I see him again, I dance in great happiness. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Sometimes, when I feel the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, I don't say a word. And when I really miss Krishna, I cry and cry and cry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hey Prahlad, look! Prahlad, look! I'm so strong! When I grow up, when I'm big, I'm going to smash our enemies, the demigods, just like this.
Friends, enemies, everyone is a servant of God.
Prahlad, we go to the same school and have the same teachers. We've been taught to hate the demigods. Aren't you afraid to speak like that?
No, I'm not afraid.
Why?
Because Krishna is my dearmost friend.
Uh-oh. Maybe you're not frightened, but I am. Here comes your father, Hiranyakashipu. See you later, Prahlad.
My son, you're getting big. Soon you'll be a mighty warrior like me. How was school today? Did you do your homework? Prahlad, what's the best thing that you've learned?
Hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet, considering oneself to be the eternal servant, befriending, and finally dedicating one's entire being to the divine feet of Lord Krishna.
What? The intelligence of my own son has been spoiled and filled with crazy talk. My enemies must be poisoning him. Sunda! Amaka! O teachers of this poor boy! Come immediately!
Yes, Hiranyakashipu?
How can we serve you?
My son, Prahlad, has been poisoned!
Really? Oh, I'll call a doctor immediately!
Quick, lie down and put your feet up!
No, wait! You misunderstand me. His poisoning is one of the mind.
What do you mean?
Krishna is my enemy. And I have banned his followers from seeing my son and the other innocent boys.
We didn't allow any devotees to speak to Prahlad. We especially protected him and kept him from saintly people.
Somehow you have failed, and I'm becoming increasingly angry that my son is being brainwashed by the enemy. I will never let Krishna fulfill his plan to brainwash my son. Never!
What can we do about it, O greatest of the demons?
Find out who is polluting this boy at school and make sure that he will not be further influenced by devotees.
Yes, yes.
Certainly, certainly.
Be careful. I will check back later to see how he is doing.
Dear
dear, dear, dear student Prahlad.
You're such a nice little boy.
And so intelligent, too.
We know you never tell lies.
Just speak the truth. Who has taught you to be such a deviant?
Such nonsense!
Which enemy has taught you this garbage about Krishna?
Who has spoiled your fine intelligence?
Tell us who this sneaky enemy is so that we can bring him to the presence of Hiranyakashipu and have him killed. Who was it, Prahlad?
I offer my respects unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, whose illusory energy is so strong that people are fooled into thinking he is my enemy and he is my friend.
What?
How dare you speak like that to us?
Where have you learnt this? Where?
I have learnt from my spiritual master that everyone is a servant of God.
Stop that talk immediately before I use my stick on you.
Just as iron naturally moves towards a magnet, I cannot stop talking about Krishna because my mind is naturally attracted to him.
You deviant!
You rascal! We feel sorry for you!
You have shamed us and now learn from us correctly.
Listen carefully or you'll be beaten until you bleed.
Listen and hear real knowledge.
Hiranya means gold.
Kashipu means soft bed.
This is life's goal.
Enjoy gold and all that money can buy. Silks and fame. God, I ask why?
Soft beds, plush cushions, and feminine smiles. Drinking wine, feeling fine. Be a man, not a child.
If you are interested in religion, that's certainly all right. Just use it to get rich and put God out of sight.
Eat what you like. Kill all you can. Cows, bulls, pigs, snakes. And why not a man?
Divide your citizens and rule them. Tell them they'll never die. Tax them to death. You must learn to be sly.
Come on, Prahlad. Think big. Don't just sing. Don't waste your life. We'll make you the king. Prahlad, just be like your school friends. Teachers are out. Let's play. Come on. I have a ball.
No. Let's talk about Krishna.
Come on. We want to play. We'll talk about Krishna when we grow up.
But now is the time to take to Krishna consciousness, while we're young.
Prahlad, later, when we're older.
No, while we're young, otherwise we'll waste our lives. The first years of our life will be wasted as babies, and then we'll waste time as young boys, sporting and playing. Then we will grow older, and we'll become young men, and we won't have time for Krishna, because... yes, we'll be interested in girls. And then we'll want to get married and have kids and have the best job and a house and got to send the kids to school and 2 flower aeroplanes and on and on and on, and we just won't have any time for Krishna. And the last 20 years, we'll be too old and sad to change our ways and learn to love the Lord. Let's not waste our lives. Let's sing Hare Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. Let's chant now, while we're young, and become purified.
We would, Prahlad, but we don't know how.
It's easy. Just repeat after me. Hare?
Stop it! Stop it! Stop! Stop this immediately! You have ruined all these boys with your devotional nonsense. I'm finished with you. Let Hiranyakashipu deal with you.
Hearing from the teachers that Prahlad had not only persisted in worshipping Krishna, but had also turned the other boys into devotees, Hiranyakashipu became overwhelmed with uncontrolled rage and commanded his followers.
A diseased limb must be amputated to keep the body healthy. This son of mine is polluting my household. He must be killed without delay. Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! This boy must be killed!
Fierce Rakshasas quickly appeared to torture Prahlad. and then he was forced within a cage of dangerous snakes. But Prahlad fearlessly remembered Krishna and was not harmed. Hiranyakashipu ordered Prahlad thrown into a pot of boiling oil, but the boy devotee remained miraculously unburned. Next, Prahlad was thrown within a great storm of icy winds, rain, and hail. But Krishna saved Prahlad, for the Lord has promised that his devotee will never perish. In desperation, Hiranyakashipu, feigning reconciliation, gave poisoned food to Prahlad. But before eating, Prahlad offered the food to Krishna, and it became pure prasadam. Prahlad then ate it and was unhurt. Hiranyakashipu was furious.
You rascal! Who is giving you your power? Tell me immediately!
The one who gives me my power is the same one who has given you yours.
You are as crooked as a dog's tail that cannot be straightened out. You say that your God is the strongest.
Yes, Father.
The source of all power, the greatest of all, the knower.
Please, give up your envy and worship Krishna.
You fool! Your God is in everything and is everywhere, is he?
Krishna has unlimited forms and he is everywhere.
You talk like a crazy man! If your God is everywhere, then he is also in this pillar! Is that correct, Prahlad?
Yes, Father.
Then, before I kill you, I shall kill him!
Thus, Hiranyakashipu was ripped apart by Lord Nrisimhadev, an incarnation of Lord Krishna, who appeared just to save Prahlad Maharaj. By appearing in this wonderful form, the Lord kept all the benedictions previously offered by Lord Brahma. Hiranyakashipu was killed neither during the daytime nor night, but at twilight. He was killed neither by an animal, man, nor demigod, but by the wonderful half-lion, half-man incarnation of Lord Nrisimhadev. He was not killed by any weapon, but by the nails of the Supreme Lord. And he was not killed on the land, in the sky, nor in water, but on the lap of Lord Nrisimhadev. Later, as a result of the sweet prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu was liberated and went back to home, back to Godhead. Anyone who hears of the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu, and the glories of the personality of Godhead, Lord Nrisimhadev, surely reaches the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. Thank you.